Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As Congress continues to debate and develop the Farm Bill and hopefully reach a final piece of legislation, there was a delegation representing Brazilian cotton industry that was making their way around Washington earlier this week, holding meetings with various lawmakers and government officials. The press reports from those meetings were concerning in the sense that it appears that, if accurate, that members of the delegation misrepresented or wrongly portrayed some of the reformed cotton provisions, as well as the negotiated agreement between U.S. and Brazilian growers.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Grower leadership from both the U.S. and Brazil held a series of meetings over the past year to develop a joint set of recommendations, and those recommendations have been conveyed to U.S. officials over the past several weeks. Now it appears that some of the reports that are coming out now, reports by the Brazilian growers, would run counter to those recommendations.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think it's important that we stress the U.S. cotton industry has supported significant reforms to U.S. cotton policy, those embodied by the new Stax products as well as changes to the marketing loan. The U.S. growers have also supported expanded authority of the use of funds that have been transferred from the U.S. to the Brazilian Cotton Institute under the framework agreement. And the U.S. has continued to support maintaining that framework agreement that was developed between the U.S. and Brazilian governments.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We certainly expect, as this Farm Bill moves forward, there's going to be significant reforms on cotton provisions. We believe those reforms should settle the longstanding dispute, and I think we also would see that under a final settlement that we could see some cooperative efforts with the Brazilian industry. Hopefully that will occur, but the reported comments that we've seen out of the Brazilian delegation are not a step in the right direction.